Ever feel like you're going up against a system that's, well, kind of rigged against you? That's how Axon Enterprise felt. You know, they're the company that makes those body cameras you see police officers wearing these days. Anyway, they found themselves in hot water with the Federal Trade Commission, the FTC.
Yeah, the FTC, always keeping things interesting. But what really stands out about this case is, well, Axon didn't just try to fight the FTC's antitrust claims. They went a whole lot bigger. They decided to challenge the FTC's very power to, you know, even be the ones judging them in the first place.
So it wasn't about whether Axon's business dealings were right or wrong, but about who gets to make that call.
Exactly. You got it. Imagine, like, you're accused of speeding, right? But the officer who pulls you over is also the judge deciding your case. Kind of a problem, isn't it?
Yeah, a little bit.
That's basically Axon's argument. They're saying that the FTC's structure, whether both prosecutor and judge, it just violates the whole idea of due process, which is, you know, a pretty fundamental legal principle.
Okay, so for those of us who aren't lawyers, what exactly does due process even mean?
Good question. Put simply, due process means everyone deserves a fair shake under the law. It protects us from, you know, the government acting all arbitrary or unfair. Axon's claim was that being judged by the same folks accusing them, well, that just throws fairness right out the window.
Right, like a conflict of interest baked right in from the get-go. But wasn't there also something about who these FTC judges answer to, like where their authority comes from?
You're right. Their second point was all about this whole separation of powers thing.
Yeah.
Axon said those administrative law judges, the ALJs, the ones hearing FTC cases, well, they're not accountable to the president like they should be, you know, under our system of checks and balances.
Yeah, checks and balances. Gotta love them.
It's really important to understand how this all works, right? So the branches of government, think of them like branches on a tree. Legislature makes the laws, executive enforces them, judiciary interprets them. Each one keeps the others from getting too powerful. What Axon was getting at was these FTC judges, they're in a weird spot, not really answerable to any one branch.
So they're kind of off doing their own thing.
That's the idea. Now, to really grasp how big a deal this is, we got to rewind a bit. Back in 2018, Axon bought a company called ViaView. They also made body cameras.
Ah, so that's where the antitrust thing comes in.
Right. Mergers like that, they always get the FTC's attention. They're supposed to make sure the marketplace stays competitive.
Makes sense. So the FTC was worried this merger would lead to like a body camera monopoly and less competition. Seems like a pretty standard thing for the FTC to look into.
Totally. But instead of just fighting those antitrust claims head on, Axon decided to go big. They said, hold on, we're going to challenge the whole structure and authority of the FTC itself. It was a total David versus Goliath situation, this company taking on a huge federal agency.
Wow, gutsy move.
Yeah.
So how'd that go over with the lower courts? Were they on board with this whole challenge the system thing?
Well, not really, no. At first, they basically told Axon, look, you got to play by the rules. Go through our process, the FTC process, first. Then you can complain if you don't like the outcome.
Mm-hmm.
But Axon, they didn't back down. They appealed. And that's where things get really interesting.
As the Supreme Court steps in.
Right.
And they side with Axon unanimously, too. That's got to be a pretty big deal.
Yeah, a unanimous decision from the Supreme Court, especially on something this significant, that's, well, that's pretty rare. It shows you just how seriously they took this whole question of agency power and structure. They said, essentially, Axon had every right to challenge the FTC's constitutionality in federal court before even going through the agency's process.
Wow, so the Supreme Court really threw a wrench in the FTC's plans, huh? Saying Axon could, like, go right ahead and challenge their authority from the get-go.
Yeah.
But what was the legal reasoning behind that? I mean, that's a pretty big decision.
It is, and the court's reasoning, well, it goes back to a kind of obscure case from 1994, Thunder Basin Coal Company v. Reich. Ever heard of it?
Can't say I have, no.
Not surprising, most people haven't. But this case, it's important because it set up this three-pronged test, a way to figure out when you can skip an agency's procedures and go straight to court with a constitutional challenge. And the Supreme Court said Axon's case, well, it met all three of those criteria.
Okay, so let's break down those Thunder Basin factors. What's the first thing you got to prove?
The first one, you need to show you'd be seriously harmed if you had to go through the agency's process. Lawyers call it a here-and-now injury. Basically, Axon was saying, look, being subjected to a process we think is unconstitutional, that is the injury right there.
So it's like being forced to play a game where you think the rules are totally unfair. The unfairness itself is the problem, no matter who wins or loses.
Yeah, you got it. And then the second factor, that asks whether your complaint is, like, separate from the specific case the agency is looking at. Axon wasn't saying the merger was fine. They were saying the FTC didn't even have the power to decide that in the first place.
So it's not about being guilty or innocent in that particular case. It's about who's even allowed to be the judge. Like, questioning if the referee is qualified before the game even starts.
Perfect analogy. And then that third factor, that one's all about the agency's expertise. The court was basically saying, does the agency really have the knowledge to handle this kind of issue? The FTC, yeah, they're probably experts in competition law, but when it comes to the Constitution, that's a whole other ballgame.
Right. The Supreme Court was basically saying, if you're going to claim an agency is violating the Constitution, well, you can take that argument to a court, you know, a place that's set up to deal with those kinds of big legal questions.
Exactly. And it's really important to remember here, the court didn't say whether Axon's constitutional claims were right or wrong. They just said Axon had the right to have those claims heard in a federal court.
So this Thunder Basin test, it sounds like a pretty powerful tool for anyone who's dealing with these federal agencies. Has it come up in other cases besides Axon?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, the Supreme Court, they actually heard a really similar case right alongside Axon. This one involved the SEC, the Securities and Exchange Commission. It was Cochran v. SEC. And the court used that same Thunder Basin logic there, too.
So this isn't just some weird one-off thing specific to the FTC. Seems like the Supreme Court's saying something bigger here about how much power these agencies really have.
You're picking up what they're putting down. It's a trend for sure. The court, they seem more and more worried about these agencies, you know, overstepping their bounds maybe, and they're giving individuals and companies more ways to push back, to take those challenges to court.
But were all the Supreme Court justices totally in agreement on this? I think I read something about, like, some of them having different opinions on how to use this Thunder Basin test. Am I remembering that right?
Yeah, you're right. There were some interesting concurring opinions. Justice Thomas, for example, he wrote his own separate thing, expressing concern about agencies having too much power to decide things like fines and property rights, you know, without proper oversight from the courts.
He's basically saying, if we let these agencies run wild, our basic rights could be in danger.
That's his view, yeah. What's interesting, though, is that Justice Gorsuch, he often sides with Justice Thomas, but he had a different kind of critique. He thinks this Thunder Basin test, it's just too complicated.
So he's more of a keep it simple, stick to what the law actually says kind of guy.
Yeah, he's saying Congress was pretty clear that district courts have the power to hear these constitutional challenges to agencies. So, you know, let's not overthink it.
Interesting. So even though the court was unanimous in favor of Axon, there's still some debate about the best way to handle these kinds of cases. Always something to argue about, right?
That's what makes the law so fascinating. There's always room for different interpretations, different perspectives. But the big takeaway here is that Axon v. FTC, it's opened up this new path for going up against agency power. And that's going to have ripple effects all over the legal landscape.
Speaking of ripple effects, what happened with that FTC case against Axon after, you know, the Supreme Court dropped that bomb? Did they just give up?
Well, get this. After the Supreme Court ruling the FTC, they actually dropped their whole antitrust case. Officially, they said it was because of, you know, resource allocation, but some people think they just didn't want to risk losing and setting a precedent that would, you know, weaken their power even more.
So Axon, they get a double win. First, they get the right to challenge the FTC, then the FTC backs down. Okay. Pretty impressive, right?
Yeah, you could definitely see it that way. But it's important to remember the FTC never actually said their structure was unconstitutional. So all those big questions about agency power, they're still out there. We'll probably see them come up again in future cases.
Sounds like this case has, like, shaken things up quite a bit. Who knows what's going to happen next?
Axon v. FTC, it's definitely changed the game when it comes to administrative law. It's going to be really interesting to see how this all plays out. Will we see more companies challenging agencies in court, or will agencies start changing how they do things to avoid these lawsuits? I'll have to wait and see.
This case, it's been fascinating, really. But I got to wonder, you know, what does it all mean for the average person? Like, does this have any impact outside of, you know, corporate lawyers and antitrust stuff?
You know, that's a really important question. It's easy to get caught up in the specifics, but you got to remember, this case wasn't just about Axon or body cameras or anything. What it did was it set a precedent. It changed how we think about the power of these federal agencies across the board.
So potentially, this could impact, like, everything from how the EPA regulates pollution to, I don't know, how the FDA approves new drugs. It's that big.
Exactly. Anytime an agency makes a decision that affects your life, you now have a stronger argument, legally speaking, to challenge their authority. If you think they're violating the Constitution, that is.
Wow. That's pretty powerful. It's like the Supreme Court is saying, hey, citizens, you have a right to hold the government accountable, even when it comes to this, you know, nitty-gritty stuff about how agencies work.
And that's a key point. The Axon case, it reminds us that the process, the way things are done, it matters. Even if you think, okay, the outcome was justified, the way they got there has to be fair, it has to be constitutional.
It's not just about winning or losing, it's about, like, how you play the game, right?
Well, in this case, how you play the game could determine whether you even get to play at all.
That's a good point. This whole deep dive has been, well, eye-opening is an understatement. We started with a company fighting the FTC over body cameras, and we ended up talking about the very foundation of, like, agency power in America. Crazy how these things connect.
It really shows you that even these seemingly ordinary legal disputes, they can bring up these huge questions about the balance of power in our government. It makes you think.
It does. And for all our listeners out there, you know, the ones who might be dealing with a federal agency right now, remember Axon's story. Mm-hmm. Don't be afraid to ask the tough questions. Challenge those assumptions. And if you think your rights are being violated, well, get yourself a good lawyer.
The Axon case, it shows that even in a system as complex as ours, individuals, they can make a difference. It's a testament to the power of legal challenges and a reminder that we all have a part to play in making sure the government is fair and accountable to everyone.
Well said. And on that note, we'll wrap up this deep dive. Until next time, keep exploring, stay informed, and never stop questioning.